Now to the architect of the Senate stimulus plan, Democratic Senator Max Baucus. He says his plan improves on both the House White House compromise and the tax rebates Americans saw 7 years ago.
Back in 2001, only people who earned income taxes got the rebate check. Almost as much revenue is paid in payroll taxes as is paid in income taxes. So I'm saying that we should improve upon the 2001. If you have payroll taxes, you get the rebate.
But I imagine, though, the idea of a stimulus package is to help those who are hurting. Why extend these kind of benefits to the extremely wealthy, especially if it means providing money to those who are least likely to spend it?
The goal here is to get money in people's pockets to spend, as you're saying. And the goal here is to get legislation passed because, after all, there are 535 members of Congress. $150 billion worth out of the $155 billion goes to middle and lower income people. In fact, we've tilted this much more toward lower income Americans than is the House passed bill, much more toward lower income people. And that's because under the House passed bill, if you have only payroll taxes but no income tax liability, you don't get the full $600. It's down to $300. And so we're saying, no, even if you don't pay income taxes and you pay payroll taxes, you get the full rebate check. And also by the inclusion of seniors, 20 million seniors picked up in the Senate bill, 20 million seniors excluded in the House bill.
Now, the idea of a stimulus package is to provide a quick jolt to a sagging economy. There's some question or some worry that this might slow things down. We heard that from President Bush last night in his State of the Union address. Before we go on, let's just listen to the State of the Union address right quick.
The temptation will be to load up the bill. That would delay it or derail it, and neither option is acceptable.
Again, that was President Bush in his State of the Union address. Will your additions delay or potentially derail the stimulus package?
Well, I very much agree with the president. In fact, I applauded that line. I was sitting in the House chamber. We should not delay or derail this bill by loading it up with lots of pork and whatnot, and we're not going to do that. My goal is to basically take the House bill and just improve upon it without loading it up.
You're saying improve upon it. I imagine that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't see it quite that way.
Well, I think privately she does, honestly, and she understands that the House is one body and there's a co-equal body called the United States Senate, and senators are going to want to put their imprint on this, and we've done it in a way which very much helps put more money in people's pockets with a higher propensity to spend.
Senator, a very simple question that I imagine is on the minds of many of our listeners. Where does this money come from?
This is in the nature of an emergency, so this is going to have to be covered later. This is going to be it's borrowed money. There's going to have to be spending cuts elsewhere, or revenue increase someplace else. This is going to not be paid for.
So, with that listener in mind, so they might get this, if we follow your plan, a $500 rebate check, but it may mean that they sort of take it on the other end if they don't have access to some sort of government funding for another program that they rely on.
Well, that's the House version. That's exactly what the House does. It's exactly what President Bush is recommending, and that would apply to both versions, the House and the Senate.
But wouldn't that apply to your version also? I mean, you're talking about borrowing money from the government, potentially having to make cuts elsewhere.
Well, we're not making cuts elsewhere. The House Bush plan does not make cuts elsewhere, and this plan also does not make cuts elsewhere. We're not offsetting it.
And will this stimulus package in the end add to the nation's deficit woes?
Well, it's my thought is it probably will a little bit initially, but it's all economists say we should do this. Vast majority of economists say we should do this. We need to give the economy a little bit of a stimulus, a little bit of an increase. This is the advice we're given by economists. It's advice we're given by business people. It's, I think, the right thing to do at this point so that people have this money, spend it. That's going to help the economy from going into recession or it's going to help the economy rebound.
Senator Baucus, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
That was Senator Max Baucus. He's a Democrat from Montana. He's the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, and he's proposing an alternative stimulus plan to be drafted by the Senate committee tomorrow.
And you can learn more about Senator Baucus's plan to jumpstart the economy, as well as the one House leaders and the Bush administration have proposed, at npr.org.